Hi everyone, welcome to the Delivery Boys Podcast. It's me, your boy, John, coming back at you with another episode of, well, the Delivery Boys. And with me is my partner as usual, Kimmy.
Hey everyone, again, welcome to another episode of the Delivery Boys Podcast. Thank you for tuning in, no? Si mga ilang episodes na tayo and salamat po sa mga nakikinig.
Yep. No?
Yeah, so John, kumusta ka ngayon? What's up?
Well, if I had to be honest, medyo pagod, ang daming hinahabol. Today, I think you've seen by the title already by now what we're gonna be discussing today. And ayun, daming adjustments, daming nangyari. And let's just go right into it, shall we?
Yep.
So it was announced last Friday, what is that, July 30th.
Yeah.
Starting August 6, that is tomorrow, by the time of this release, tomorrow we will be entering the enhanced community quarantine again for Metro Manila and some other provinces near Metro Manila or Greater Manila area, or as they call it, NCR Plus. Initially, the news earlier the week, last week during the SONA, our president mentioned that we cannot go into lockdown anymore.
Yep,
and then
yep.
We will just be in GCQ, that's General Community Quarantine, with heightened restrictions. Heightened restrictions meaning wala mo nang dine-in sa restaurants and wala ring alfresco dining.
So basically, they're limiting yung mga places where people can gather.
Exactly. You know? We had an idea sana for today's episode, but we believe that we have to talk about this.
Yes.
Saktong-sakto, since tomorrow will be the implementation of ECQ again. So, yun, what is ECQ? Do you remember?
Yes, actually, sino hindi makakaalala, di ba? So, yung first ECQ was last March of 2020, you know? And it was scary, nakapanik siya. Kasi by that time, there were only a few hundred cases ng COVID.
Yes. Yeah.
And hindi pa natin alam yung behavior talaga nung virus, how to deal with it, anong mangyayari.
Yep.
But this time around, okay, not naman na mas madali siya or something, but this time around, people know a lot about COVID already. And again, our dear listeners, hindi po kami nagbabalita. No? This is not news, no? Pero just
late na tayo kumpara maging news to.
This is just like our thoughts. Yes, sabi nga ng government, it's going to be tough to be declaring another ECQ because of the... Kasi, well, marami pa rin affected eh. Di ba?
Yeah.
Since the last one.
Yeah.
And ngayon, ito na naman. But this new strain of virus na I'm sure alam na ng lahat, the Delta variant is... mas delikado siya, kaya talagang, and it's starting to spread.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Talagang the government already decided na, sige, mukhang kailangan talaga. And
yep.
It's not without consequences, diba?
Yes,
daming
yes.
Affected. And they actually gave like a week pa before the implementation to. Sabi nila is to help people prepare, diba? To help. Kasi unlike before na they only give us like 4 days or 3 days lang ata before the implementation, and talagang nagkaroon ng problema. Ngayon, they gave it a week para to prepare. And a lot of companies are doing it right now. Kami nga eh, di ba?
We're adjusting a lot.
Like the delivery schedules that are supposed to be for the next week pa, and then some of the clients are trying to, teka lang, baka kasi hindi natin alam paano next week, so they have to, baka pwedeng advance.
Correct, yeah.
And, I mean, I'm sure it's happening sa a lot ng mga companies ngayon.
Yeah.
Unexpected adjustments.
Yeah, we're not trying to be political here. Consider this as a public service announcement. Or this is our way of taking part. And ano nga ba yung mga stuff to know about ECQ? To refresh everyone, ECQ or Enhanced Community Quarantine, this is like the highest level of quarantine lockdown that we can go into. Meaning there will be checkpoints, especially crossing borders to other provinces. There will also be limited number of public transport. Commuting might be difficult. I don't know. I haven't checked the latest updates of how they're gonna adjust to it this time. If it's anything like the same as before, there will be lessened public transport again. Alam ko babalik tayo sa skeletal force, workforce, so we will be relying on work from home again. then konti na lang yung mga pwede pumasok sa work ulit. Yes.
And most of the non-essential businesses are closed.
Yes.
Yung so, skeletal workforce that John mentioned was for the essential business. Yun, pero yung non-essential businesses, I think they started already last week. So yung mga gyms, yeah. Some of the yung mga spa na nag-close ulit. And it's sad, no? Kasi parang kakabukas pa lang nila and then sarado naman. But yeah.
Honestly, I know. Economics-wise, alam kong mahihirapan pa yung Philippines to continue being in a lockdown. But whatever reason, I believe it's for the betterment naman for now. I guess this is what they see now. The silver lining, the blessing is we were given a week, tama si Kimmy, to adjust and to prepare, whether personally or if you are in a business, you have time to prepare for work. So like, ito nga, yung mga biyahe assigned or scheduled for the weekend sana na non-essential, napaaga.
Yes.
So, kasi syempre, oo nga naman, if you're gonna wait until after ECQ, 2 weeks pa yun. So, ang daming risk. So, napaaga na lang. So, I had to find some workarounds during this, for this. But, ayun eh. It's necessary. So, again, essential workers of the essential and allowed work industries are when it comes to food.
Yes.
Pero walang dine-in. Puro delivery lang. And pick-up, I believe.
Yeah, pick-up, I think.
There, also, logistics and delivery. So, mukhang magiging blessing din to for us. But then, you know, we don't want to be sour to the other people. We want to be fair.
Yes.
And
yes,
then,
yes,
yes. So, nakikiramdam po kami sa mga non-essentials na medyo magiging affected nito.
Yes, of course, of course. It's going to be real tough.
Yes.
It's going to be real tough for not even essential business. Kahit essential business ka, mahirap pa din eh.
True.
Diba? Yeah. Kami po dito sa Alpha Logistics, we're an essential business. So, even if nung dating ECQ, we were allowed to operate, thankfully. No, it's one of our blessings na we get to continue to operate last year. Yeah. Kahit nung talagang ECQ talaga, we probably stopped for a week siguro because some adjustments. Pero then we still continued, but it doesn't mean na hindi kami affected.
It would be a lie to say if you're not affected by this whole pandemic. Like, hello, 1.5 years na. Kahit konti, kahit 1% affected ka lang, affected ka pa rin. Yun, meron pa rin yan.
Yeah. And it's a long-term effect. Kasi I'm gonna be honest, John, sa mga listeners natin. Though, last year, the ECQ lasted for 3 months, I think.
Yeah, well, not counting yung MECQ, 2 months lang.
Yeah, 2 months, okay, it's okay. So, MECQ for those who don't know, yung mga international listeners. That's Modified Enhanced Community Quarantine. It's a lessened ECQ. Like, may mga mas maraming allowed na bagay, but it's still lockdown. But those 2 months of enhanced community last year, well, to be honest, ramdam pa natin up until today.
Yeah.
There are the effects of those 2 months are still we still feel it.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's ating business. And paano pa kaya yung talagang mas
yung nawalan
talaga. Talagang nawalan. And it's tough. It's a tough gig for everyone.
Yeah. And I think for our listeners, the one major thing that people are really worried about aside from being told to stay at home. Unless you need to, then just stay at home. Ngayon, really stay at home dahil may APOR na. So, only the allowed of allowed people are allowed to go out. So, that's just one person per household. Pero with that, I think the one thing that really people are concerned about, especially yung mga workforces, is yung checkpoints.
Yes. So.
Kasi, just to be honest, just preparing for this week, ang daming naging concerns because planning for the checkpoints, ano ba yung kailangan ngayon, medyo pakonti-konti yung labas ng details of ano yung mga kailangan. So, here is for everyone to know, do not be afraid of checkpoints po. So, whether that is checkpoints by the police or checkpoints by the military, there is no need to be worried, to be afraid po. All you need to do, I'm assuming kasi nasa labas ka, you are an essential worker or you are the authorized person to go out. All you need is an ID. An ID and just be honest. Let them know kung saan ka pupunta. Yeah. Do not be worried. Yeah. Do not be scared. Walang, wala silang gagawin sa'yo. They'll just, at the most, they'll just inform you.
Yes.
Of
if you're not allowed to go inside or whatever. No?
Yeah, they'll just, ano, just talk to them normally. Lalo na military, mababait yung mga yan. I'm not saying na hindi mababait yung mga police. Pero, you know, ang police natin, marami na silang ginagawa throughout the whole year.
Yes, so, and tama yung sinabi mo, Jonah, don't be afraid. Because during our time, last year, we were what? Dumadaan tayo sa what? 2-3 checkpoints in a day?
2-3 checkpoints.
So parang okay naman. We just show some papers na talagang we're allowed to go out and then it's cool. Diretso lang. It won't even last like 5 seconds minsan.
Yeah.
Diba? So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. Just be honest with them. It's all gonna be okay naman. So, just be prepared. Just bring your IDs and if the barangay will issue yung mga barangay IDs ulit, just show that. Be honest where you're going, what you're doing. I'm assuming dahil nakalabas kayo, that means you're doing something important. And yun, there's no problem with that. Don't be afraid of the checkpoints.
Yep. And because they're put there for a reason, para makontrol nga naman yung ano, to get to monitor those who are coming in and out.
Yeah.
Because yun yung point ng lockdown.
Yeah. So if you think that it could be more efficient if nababaga lang kayo, then just isipin nyo lang po, volunteers po yung mga yan, or aside from volunteers, trabaho din po nila yan. So,
yes.
Trabaho ng mga police or ano, ng mga military yan. So, don't just respect them because of their authority. Respect them just because we're all humans. Lahat tayo nag-a-adjust for this. So, ayun lang po. That's all we're trying to say. Checkpoints, they're okay. But then, of course, if may nangyari sa checkpoint na medyo kaduda-duda, then, ano, of course, you can report that. Ano,
yes.
Hindi naman
yung if it's more than usual na tingin mo, diba? So you can always report anything that you find suspicious
diba? So, or
whatever. So yeah. This is tough. Yeah, medyo mahirap sa pag-usapan, ano, John, kasi
yeah.
We don't want to sound like privileged or whatever, you know? It's actually very sensitive when it comes to this kind of talk na.
Yeah.
Because, ano? It's mahirap siya. We know na maraming affected na tao, the businesses,
people's livelihoods,
and itong 2 weeks na to, these 2 weeks will probably affect some businesses, but mga months, mararamdaman nila ng months yung 2 weeks na pagsasarado. And we feel you.
Yep, don't worry. We're all in this together. Everything's gonna be okay. We know that. Trust na things will get better. Let's just all cooperate. We're not alone in all of this. And take care of yourselves. The way that we can protect everyone else in the country and move forward is by protecting ourselves. Stay safe, stay healthy, watch over your family, your friends, and also watch your mental health, because that's all important.
And the government said na yung vaccination is still, yung schedule is nasusunod pa rin.
Exactly.
So if you're thinking na teka lang baka na-cancel na yung vaccination ko, no, it's not.
Yeah, just message
yung ano. So tuloy pa rin. And then of course, vaccine, magpa-vaccine kayo.
Yes, that's very important.
So ako it's nga, one way of ano eh.
Ako nga next week na actually yung vaccination
ko. Right.
So all I did was I just had to message the barangay kasi yung barangay yung nag-organize ng first dose ko. So I just told them na ganito yung schedule ko, and then they just gave me instructions. And so yun. So
there
it's all easy.
There are probably some slight changes, pero tuloy daw. Tuloy
yeah, tuloy pa rin yan. So don't worry. We're all in this together. We can get through this, and Alpha is here with you guys. And before we go, we just want to keep this brief. Just want to be informative with this episode. Trying to be fun as much as we can. But of course, dahil may delivery pa rin, ibig sabihin, tuloy pa rin po yung 8-8 sale natin.
Yes.
So,
unless said otherwise. Yeah.
So, if you guys are going to be shopping for the 8-8 sale this coming Sunday, whether on Lazada or Shopee, do not forget to use the links of Alpha Logistics. Well, tama. Do not forget to use the links of the Delivery Boys Manila podcast. And that's your way to support us as a podcast and support
yung businesses
that are there. So to shop at Lazada, click go to podlink.co/0NI or to go to Shopee, go to podlink.co/GCJ. And these will bring you to the home pages of those websites. From there, you can continue shopping as normally, as usually. And nakatulong na kayo, nabili nyo yung mga gusto nyo. Plus, na-support nyo ang Delivery Boys Manila Podcast.
Yes. And yan, natulungan nyo din yung business na pinagbilan nyo. Right? So, wow. Wag na muna lumabas pag talagang di kailangan. And yeah, we're gonna do the same. And kaya natin to.
Kaya po right? natin to. Stay safe everyone and okay. God bless.
Yep, thank you for tuning in. So, see you sa susunod naming episode. My name is Kimmy.
My name is John.
And
we're the Delivery Boys.
Okay, practicein natin yung next time.
Yes.
Bye-bye!
Bye-bye!